What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. So I questioned whether I wanted to do this as a fit tip because I am a super, super positive person. And not that this topic isn't, but it felt weird. And I talk about it with people, which kind of said to me, you should probably use it as a fit tip too. And it's super powerful to me. And it goes to my philosophy and my methodology and just, you know, human nature and human behavior and simplicity. And, you know, unfortunately, a huge part of the human condition is what? We don't appreciate our health until we lose it. You know, that goes for exercise, right? How often do I talk about prehab versus rehab? You know, it's not a matter of if you're going to do certain exercises, but when. Shoulder exercises, lower back exercises, lower body exercises, because knee and hip issues. And I get it. Many of these exercises are boring. You can make them fun, but it's human condition. As you go, well, I'm not going to do those exercises. I'm healthy. Why would I do them? So we wait to do those exercises until we get hurt. And we have to pay someone to make us do the very things that would have potentially, obviously, things happen, but greatly decreased our likelihood of having that issue. And that's human nature. And then what's even more mind-boggling, if you really sit down and think about it for a while, is then you get hurt or you get sick. And you appreciate it, or you start to appreciate, you know, your health, then you get better, and you forget about it. You go back to your old ways, right? And that's evolutionary, I would argue, right? We can't dwell, we can't remember how painful things were. That would be a problem, right? Especially thousands of years ago. And so there's obviously an evolutionary component to it, but I'm going to take that same concept and apply it to eating. And I think this clarifies for a lot of people, a lot of the confusion at least. And I totally understand. You know, if there's confusion with exercise, which there is and always will be, and I would argue there's more so today because of the ability of people to just put so much information out there, social media and everything, bad information. I mean, sure, it's problematic with exercise, even worse with nutrition. You know, most people don't know what a carbohydrate is. Many people think carbs are bad for you. But when you put it into this context, I think it clarifies things really quickly. And I don't want to get into, I think this is definitely why I was hesitant about doing this specific topic, but let's assume you're healthy, right? And you're eating whatever way you're eating, and you're struggling, and you know, you're trying to figure out what works for you, and you're trying different diets and things like that. And you've heard advice, but you know, you're still trying the quick fixes and things like that. But then let's just, for argument's sake, give you the hypothetical situation that you did get sick. You went to the doctor and you had a diagnosis that one you don't want to hear. I'm going to leave it at that. Even like, this is just how much of, you know, a person who focuses on the positive I am. I don't even like to say this, but we have to, right? So you get a diagnosis from your doctor. Like, you know, really important one. And many people are dealing with this right now, which is another reason why, you know, it's an uncomfortable topic to talk about. But just like prehab versus rehab with exercise, we can apply that concept to nutrition. So in other words, if you got sick, assuming you're healthy now, had a diagnosis, you know, problematic, how would you change how you eat? What would you start doing differently? I mean, think about that. I would argue many people who struggle to figure out what's healthy, what's a carb, and again, for obvious reasons, so much conflicting information out there. But if you said, you know, now your life literally depends on it, I think that clarifies things really quickly. I know it clarifies things really quickly with people. And so that's how I actually focus on my eating as well. There's so many different mental kind of ways of looking at what we do to enjoy it more. This is like, you know, we're now getting into motivation and intrinsic motivation. But when I eat healthy foods, it's prehab for me. In other words, I know that it's helping prevent issues. Is it 100%, you know, guaranteed? No. And that's a huge part of the problem. But there's pretty much nothing, not much, not nothing, about how I approach exercise and nutrition right now that I would change if I got that diagnosis or when I get that diagnosis. I know it's like, people don't say that. I don't believe in luck. I believe in controlling what we can, just letting the other stuff go. And that feels good mentally to know that I'm doing everything I can based on what I know, that I wouldn't change much at all. Maybe, you know, no, it's moderation. You know, I have red wine. I have, you know, desserts occasionally, 20% of the time, right? I indulge on occasion, but there's nothing about what I'm doing now that I would probably change when faced with a health issue. And so that's my point. It's a tough, you know, way to look at it, but I think it clarifies, you know, using that same analogy with prehab versus rehab. You need to do the things in your exercise program to prevent those issues from happening. And the same thing is true with our eating plan. So to take that approach, I think a lot of people know a lot more about eating healthy and what they would do when faced with that potential issue. And so I just wanted to put that out there because I think it could be really powerful. And listen, so much of the information and messaging you're getting just isn't right and isn't working. And so we need to constantly look at things in different ways. And so I want you to think long and hard about that, especially when we're healthy. Are you doing everything that you would be doing when faced with that type of issue? What would you do differently? And actually, it's not just nutrition. Would you be moving more? Would you be exercising more? Would you control the things that I end every show talking about? You know, stress will lead to disease. Lack of movement will lead to disease. Lack of eating healthy will lead to disease, which is why we need to control whatever we can, whenever we can. And that's a great thing. But just food for thought. I'll leave it at that. How are you eating now? And how would you eat if you were told you needed to eat better? I'm going to leave it at that. If you were told you had to improve your diet, and it was crucial that you did for health reasons, my guess is you have some pretty good ideas on how to do that. And let me leave you with this. It can be enjoyable. It can be enjoyable. You can find foods that are healthy that you enjoy. And truthfully, when you struggle with the processed foods and the excess weight and all that stuff, that doesn't feel as good as being healthy does, and not having the pains and not having the mental issues that come with all of that. And so, a difficult topic, but one that I think needs to be discussed. Take a long, hard look, and this is where we appreciate our health. Take a long, hard look at what you're doing now with your diet. And change it now before and to decrease the likelihood that we get that diagnosis of anything because it matters. Eating healthy food is protective in so many ways. And that is one of the many reasons that I enjoy eating healthy so much is I've found foods that I like. They make me feel good physically. And then the mental side of knowing that I am doing really good things for my future health. That's another level, and you can get there too. All right, that was difficult. That was difficult, which means it was worthwhile. It's always the way it is. All right, so thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. If you want to reach out, Tom H. Fit, Instagram and Twitter, message me, comments, questions, fitnessdisrupted.com, email me through the site. And know that, like, we got to have these hard conversations. We got to reframe things in different ways because I want you to live your best life. And not waste time or money because it's too important. All right. So think, what would you do differently? Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring.
Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.